Hi, good day everyone, it's McCogan here on Saturday the 7th of April, and for us Christians it is Holy Saturday. Well, this is another one of my daughter's events. I'm just driving through to Edinburgh this morning. It's just about 7 a.m. I was up before 5:30 this morning. I had a terrible night, very little sleep, and I had a couple of quite distressing dreams, which is quite odd. I always have amazing dreams. Some people do, some people don't. I won't talk about that just now, just to say that I had a terrible night. So I'm driving through. I feel a bit better just now because I've basically got the fresh air on in the car, blowing in my face, and it's cold air, so it's really burnt me up a little bit. What will I boo about this morning? Okay. I will boo about people on my outside lane who creep by at half a mile an hour faster than you, because that's exactly what just happened twice to me. Frustration. This is not a good morning for me to have people do things like that. Anyway, back to where I was. What was I going to talk about? I'll talk about the things that I've been heavily involved in through the week, on a personal side. And that is technology and networking. Yes. Okay, I had an incident the other day there. If you have heard my boo on it, when I went on the bus to Falkirk and lost my fairly new Apple earbuds. I didn't get them back. They were never found in either of the places or any places. So my hand has been forced now to go and buy a set of earphones, over-the-ear phones, which I had planned, but I had planned to get my microphone for the iPhone 4S first. But my hand's been forced now, but in a weird, ironic sense, it's worked out okay, because although the two companies in this country that advertised the latest model of this microphone, when I try to order it, they do not have it in stock because it hasn't been released yet from the States. And it's not going to be over here till the end of the month at the earliest. Well, that says it all, doesn't it? Yeah. So, in that case, I will go ahead and get the earphones now, and then I'll prepare for that microphone when it comes through. I've added myself to their mailing list to let me know when it comes in. Anyway, and the other thing was the desktop mic, which I thought, well, why not just get the desktop mic, which is available just now? But that wasn't the initial plan, and that's really just starting to mess things up far too much. So I'll stick with new earphones, and then as I call it, my roving mic. But it's actually quite good for indoors as well, or very good for indoors, so it may end up being a dual purpose mic for me, and I might not need to buy a dedicated desktop, but actually the one that I was interested in is a pretty cool looking gizmo, and has fantastic reviews, and is very reasonable, so I think I'll still get it. So what else was I doing? Yes, messing about with Keeks, and thank you to everyone who replied to me either in a private DM or on a public boo on that matter. Many people have chipped in on this, and I really appreciate your help. I did find a workaround. I think I booed about this, but I'll basically just say that the method I'm using just now, and I downloaded several last night, was to use, and this came from Fire and Rich, to use a program called Net Video Hunter, and download that to the Mac and then use a file converter, and I use one called Prism, which converts it to, well, basically to the best Mac forum for videos, MP4, MP4. So I do that just now. But Chris, Pilgrim Chris, has come up with another way of doing it. He uses a file manager on his Android phone, and that may be another way to do it that makes it much more direct, rather than have all this faffing about on the internet to get it back down. It would be good if Keek actually allowed you to drag in a file from your iPhone. In other words, you take the video first, or you have a video already stored, and then you open Keek up, and then instead of just having to go to the camera, for example, with many other apps, you can either take photo or use existing. So it could be take video or use existing video. If Keek could get that sorted out, alright, they're going to limit it to 36 seconds, but if it's longer than that, they'll just cut it off or just warn you, do you want to use this, or it will be trimmed. So the option's yours. So I think that'd be a good idea for Keek to sort that out. But yeah, anyway, that's at least two methods I've got of doing it just now. What else? Okay. On blogging, yes, I've still got plans. In fact, I've actually kicked off a blog. I'm still trying to get my head around about this, how we do things, and I've had some initial help from some of you guys, my friends, on blogging, good, bad, or that. But I've had some personal DMs, booze, which have been very encouraging and suggesting programs to use along the parameters that I want to use the blog for, which is fairly basic. Well, it may be fairly basic to start, it may end up a totally different thing. But anyway, so I have actually begun one, but there's nothing much on it at the moment. I'm still playing around with things. I don't find it easy. I don't find it that very straightforward. Why are things just straightforward? It's supposed to be the modern world. You should be saying, I want to do this, and a button should be there for you to do it, but it doesn't work that way. So I'm working on that. And I've also been experimenting with Audioboo on my own, as it were. But then I've had some good DM boos from others as well on how to mess about quite a bit with them and add your own content and add your own, let's see, what's the expression I'm looking for? Your own expression, yes, your own iconic expression on your booze. And so I've had some great feedback from Timmy Timms. Thank you, you can wave my deer. You had a big truck, well, she really crushed me. Anyway, yeah, Timmy Timms, very good on stuff like that. Oh, and I should say that Sassy Cat was excellent. The stuff that she fed me on blogging, the many things that she does, the many programs and apps that she uses, and it's mind-boggling stuff. Look, as far as I'm concerned, I'm new to this game. I was an electrical engineer working with high-tech machinery until I retired, and that's what I worked with all my days. This internet, although I've had computers for years, I've never been involved in blogging, social networking, all these apps for doing this and that. I've never worked with that before, so this is all new to me. This has all been kicked off since I got an iPhone 4S for Christmas, my God. And I'm just getting into this, guys. And it's hard work because I'm one of these guys that just, I have to get in there. You know, I want it now. I want it yesterday. And I want to be able to do it. And because of that, I've been delving in. I mean, I'm downloading apps onto my phone. I can't use them all. I'm not going berserk. Absolutely not. It would have to be an app that I feel that, look, I could use that. Photographic apps, audio apps, productivity apps, things like that. I don't go berserk, and I do not play games. you know, I've got Tiny Wings on my iPhone 4S. I think I've played it twice. I just don't play games. I don't find time for games. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be productive in some manner, if you know what I'm saying. So that, and getting into all the programs for the Mac and all the social networking, tweeting and Keek audio boo. It's all new stuff to me, but I've dived into deep end, let's put it that way. But I was a bloody good swimmer when I was young, and I swam for the swimming at the local swimming club, but this is a different kind of swimming. I knew where the end of the pools were, and I knew how deep it was at any point. this stuff is, if that's an analogy, well, that's the word I'm going to use. So I find it all intriguing, but unfortunately I just get in there and then I end up muddled. Because then I sit down at the computer and I think, well, I've got to do audio booze. Oh no, I have to sort out these Keek videos. Oh no, I have to sort out this. Oh no. And then I want to set up a blog site. And yeah, I've really just, it's my fault. But it's your fault as well. Because you buggers are producing stuff out there that's great. And you're involved in so much. And then I read about what you've done, or I hear about what you've done, or I see what you've done, and I want to do it. And it's all your bloody fault. You've got me in this deep water. To hell with you all. Oh, can't say that. It's Holy Saturday. Forgive me. Mea culpa. What else can I talk about? Oh dear. Have I spoken enough, I think? Maybe. Yeah, maybe I've spoken enough. So, I'll finish off this boo for the new on what I started with. And that is heading to another one of my daughter's events. I am now heading up through an area called Glenlochart, which is beautiful. The Heriot-Watt University, I'm just passing that just now, with its futuristic space age building in the front, built onto the old building, and right next to that is the Crags, which are very well known. Lovely area, this very des res. I'm just passing the little golf course on the left-hand side, the Crags on the right, and it's this road, which is a lovely, just a simple two-lane road. It's tree-lined, complete from one end to the other for about, I'd say, 2 miles. And it's just coming into leaf just now, and it's absolutely gorgeous drive, even just now. And it's a fairly quiet, it's a 20-mile-an-hour zone, so I better slow down because I'm doing 30. But it's a very, very private area. Some lovely buildings up here. And now I'm turning the corner and I'm facing Arthur's Seat, Scots Monument. You can see them from way back here. It's Drich this morning. We say here Drich, it means it's drizzly. That is the light rain. Very, very light rain. So, but who cares? Good Friday was a terrible day here. As tradition, that Good Friday it rains, it did, and by evening it rained very heavily. It was horrendous, it was a shocking day. And this morning it's Drich again, and the prospects is for similar tomorrow, Easter Sunday, up here anyway. So I'll finish off by saying that wherever you are, I sincerely hope you have better weather today, and a fantastic day of weather and family gatherings by whatever means, small or large, for tomorrow and Easter Sunday. And I wish you all the very best for the weekend. Have fun, and I'm sure a lot of you are off on an extended weekend because of Easter holidays, and I'm quite sure you'll all appreciate the extra time in bed, or the extra time with kids or family, or for the golfers it'll be an extra couple of rounds of golf. But whatever you're doing, have a great time, and thank you for spending the time to listening to the ranting of an insomniac, distressed, wound up mad Scotsman. Bye for now.